You know, I've been here since 83. I was state president in 1982. Most of my staff was not born when I came to work for the cattlemen, so I decided it was a good time to ease out. So I'm going to retire probably mid-year. We've had a great run, and it's the most wonderful job you could have because, as you saw today, it's just great people to get to work with and try to help them, the cattle producers of the state. And we recommended that Erin Beasley be my replacement, and she will be assistant exec VP January the 1st, and the day I retire, she'll be the exec the next morning. So Erin has been on our staff for 6 years. You have worked with her and know how capable she is. She's got a BS and a master's degree in meat science at Auburn. Totally dedicated to the meat industry, the beef industry, our cattle producers. Started out working with the retail and food service, the facts teachers, expanded into all of these culinary arts programs that's going up around the state. And back the first of this year, we promoted her as director of the overall beef checkoff programs. But Erin is a unique individual, good leadership skills, good people skills, and a real knowledge of the cattle industry and beef as far as the sales and the retail end.
You know, somebody told me a long time ago, you're only as good as the people under you, and you've been fortunate to hire some good young people over the years.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing you work hard at, and Erin will be my fifth staffer, and we don't have but a staff of nine, but that has moved on to be an exec. We've got the Tennessee Beef Council exec, worked here for about 10 years. Kentucky cattleman Dave Maples worked here for 12 years. Reed Blossom is exec in Illinois. And we've got a lady on the staff that's an exec of a neighboring association here in Montgomery. They apparently think my job's pretty easy because they followed in that path. So I'm proud of that and proud of all of them.